Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for listening in. I invite you to look with us once again in the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Portions of Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. That was verses 1 through 4, Ephesians chapter 6. Now I'm going to read those verses one more time. Listen again. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. And skipping down to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Again, that was portions from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, and verses 10 through 20. Again, Ephesians chapter 6. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the gift of prayer. Thank you for the opportunity to know you and to be able to walk with you each and every day. Thank you for being a heavenly Father that always has a listening ear for the prayers of your children. Lord, help us to prepare ourselves as individual believers, as men and women of God, as dads and moms, and as grandfathers and grandmothers. Lord, help us to prepare ourselves to help to do battle and help prepare our children for the new school year. Help us to pray much for them. Help us to pray much for the schools that they will be attending. Help us to pray much for the teachers and for the faculty and the administration in whose schools that they will be in. Help us to pray for their well-being and for your grace to be at work in and upon their lives. Help us to prepare them at home to be well-equipped spiritually, to be and do what you want them to be. Help us to not only be faithfully praying for our children, guide us, Lord, and help us to be faithful to teach and train our children to pray for themselves as well. Help us to be faithful as parents and grandparents also, to be faithfully teaching our children how to regularly and daily read and meditate on your word, and walk in its wisdom as well. Thank you, Lord, for that wonderful, blessed opportunity. We thank you for this new school year as well. Cause to be a blessed-filled year, a grace-filled year, a joy-filled year, a blessing-filled year for each of our children. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for listening in. It's always a privilege to have you to be part of our listening family. Today here on the Hour of Intercession, we want to look at the topic of preparing our children spiritually for the new school year. Again, preparing our children spiritually for the new school year. And I want to encourage every parent listening, please take very seriously the words of encouragement that we're sharing with you today, because these are things that all of us can do to help our children, to help our grandchildren, and things we can do for other children in our communities if we'll just take the opportunity. Again, our children are precious to us. And of course, whether our children are 5 years old or 50 years old, our children are precious to us as parents. Every parent carries their children in their heart. That's just the way it is. moms and dads as well. Your children are in your heart. And so, of course, obviously, you want the best for them. So as we talk about preparing our children spiritually for the new school year, I want to encourage you to take notes of the things we share, because these are things any and all of us typically can do to help our children, and not only our children, but help the children in the communities where we live as well. You know, what's tragic is to realize that there are lots of children out there whose parents aren't believers at all. Therefore, those children may not have parents that pray for them. And remember, when a child lives and doesn't have anybody praying for them, what a tragedy that is, because every child needs lots and lots of prayer. And so typically, parents, if you're not praying for your children, it may be nobody else is either, outside the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Now, of course, Jesus' prayers are very important and very powerful, but God wants us to pray for our children ourselves as well. So I want to encourage you to know that one of the very important tasks that every parent has as we look at a new school year for our children is to pray a whole lot, not just a little bit, but to pray much for each of our children. But not only for our children, we need to pray much for the children in the local schools where they will be attending. And we need to take that serious. Remember, prayer is work. Prayer takes time. And so, you know, we can take a moment to pray, and that's better than nothing. But we should really take time and seasons to pray much for our children, the children in our community, to pray for the schools, to pray for the Spirit of God to permeate the schools and work in the schools, to work in the hearts and the lives of the teachers and the faculty, the principals, and that God-honoring decisions would be made in those schools and God-honoring things would take place in those schools as well. So praying for them is a very important starting place. And parents, as believers, all of us can pray. Every one of us can pray, and it's important we take time to do that. So as we start off, I want to invite you to pray the Ten Commandments with me. And parents, let me share this very clearly. I want to encourage you, if you're not already doing it, today is a good day to start to pray, praying the Ten Commandments and the Lord's Prayer with your children every single day before they go to school. Now, if you say, well, we're busy in the morning, we don't have a whole lot of time. Well, parents, if we're wise, we're going to make time to do this. Because again, remember, our children are precious to us. Through prayer, we can place our children afresh into the hands of God. We're wise to do that every single day. And so if you say to yourself, well, you know, I just wish I had time, but I don't have time. Number one, when we say that, we're lying to ourselves. We have time for what we want to do. And keep in mind, it doesn't take necessarily a long time to pray briefly with them before they leave. It may take all of about a minute and 15 seconds to pray the Ten Commandments with your children. It may take all of one single minute, 60 seconds, to pray the Lord's Prayer. It doesn't take long at all. But taking the time to pray them is very, very productive. Because remember this, when you pray, prayer releases the Holy Spirit to work. What wiser thing can we do, parents, than release the Holy Spirit to work upon and in our child's life as they begin each and every day? So let's make it a high priority every day before they walk out that door that we pray over our children. And again, a couple of the prayers I would encourage you to pray would be, again, the Ten Commandments and the Lord's Prayer as well. Let's take time to pray the Ten Commandments together right now. Dear Lord, thank you, Lord, for this day. Help us today, Lord, to put you first. Help us, Lord, to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to not steal. Help us to not kill. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Now again, as I said, it may take all of about a minute and 15 seconds to pray the Ten Commandments, but parents, you and I are being very, very, very wise if we'll teach and train our children to pray that prayer every single day before they leave the home. Because remember, when you pray and ask God for something in line with his will, that amongst other things, it releases the Holy Spirit to work to help us to do just that. So when we pray, Lord, for our children that God would help them, and they pray themselves that God would help them to put him first, the Holy Spirit knows how to help our children do that. The Holy Spirit helps us to help our children to do each of the commandments. And an important point behind the commandment, honor your father and mother, is we're praying that the Holy Spirit would help our children and would help us, too, to respect God-ordained authority. That's a very important point to pray because, again, certainly we don't want our children or other children causing so much disruption in school that the children can't concentrate. So I want to encourage you again, as I said, to every single parent listening, make it your goal to make time to pray the Ten Commandments with your children every single day before they leave. It'll bless them and bless you. And again, don't just pray it over them. Lead them and teach them to pray it for themselves because they need to learn how, and they can do it. Again, your children are smart children. They can do that. But also praying the Lord's Prayer doesn't take long at all. Let's take a moment to pray that one as well. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Again, doesn't take long at all. All of maybe about one single minute. Parents, make time to do that. It'll bless your children tremendously. And make it your goal to do it every single day. For some families, for example, if you're transporting your children to and from school, take time to pray it while you're riding along on the way to school. Now, dad, mom, if you're driving, keep your eyes open when you pray, but it's important that you can lead your children in praying as they're riding on the way to school too. But at some point in time in the morning before they head to school, pray with them, pray for them, pray over them as well. Also, along with helping and teaching our children to pray and praying over them, another way for us to prepare our children spiritually for the new school year is help them to read God's Word before they leave as well. Now, parents, you might be thinking, I'm loading you up with all kinds of things to do, and you might think, well, I do good just to get them up on time and for them to get dressed and get them to eat breakfast before they leave. Well, that's true, but again, remember, some things are more important than other things. It's so important for our children to be prepared spiritually to go out and meet the day as well as to go through the school day. So if it means everybody getting up just a tad bit earlier, do that. Because again, it's well worth it. It's well worth it. So helping our kids just to read, even if it's just a short scripture, again, read the 23rd Psalm before they leave. Read Psalm 100 before they leave. Read a short passage, Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. Any of a number of wonderful chapters in God's Word. Remember, all of God's Word is powerful. And remember, God's Word is pregnant with the ability to bless us. Again, God's Word is pregnant with the ability to bless us. So making time to help them read it is a wise, wise thing to do. Thank you, Lord, for every dad, every mom listening. Thank you for every granddad and every grandmom listening. Thank you for those that work with young people in any capacity. Lord, help us all to be prepared this school year to really inundate ourselves, to fill our lives with prayer. Help us to pray much for our children and our grandchildren. Help us to pray much for the children in our local schools and in our local churches as well. Help us to pray much for the children in our communities, knowing that great good can happen when your people pray. You let us know the prayers of a righteous man are powerful and effective. Lord, thank you for the fact that by your grace, our prayers are just that. They are powerful. They are effective. Help us to pray every day with great expectation that you will always hear and always answer the prayers we pray for us and for our children, and help us to never get so busy that we just don't make time. Thank you for that opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Today we're talking about preparing our children spiritually for the new school year. We'll be right back.
Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day, Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk. The Awakening, shaking believers out of our slumber and calling us to action. The Awakening, encouraging Christians to rise up and stand, though all around us are falling. The Awakening, hosted by a warrior for the Word of God and for the Constitution, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
I am proud to say that I am not an African-American, I am an American!
Tune in to Urban Family Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 Central for The Awakening.
Can you imagine what the Pharisees thought after they learned of Saul's Damascus Road experience? Saul had been to the Sanhedrin and gotten permission to kill anybody that looked like they could have been Christian. And now he's had this life-changing experience on the Damascus Road that in an essence and an instant changed him from a killer to an apostle. We too are changed when we come in contact with the Lord. A true encounter, a true experience. You can imagine, and many a picture has depicted, the people's reaction to Paul after his conversion. He didn't act the same and he didn't talk the same. So I have a question for you. Can anyone tell that you've had an encounter with the Lord? It's not about how big your Bible is. It's not about if you can quote every scripture from the Bible and give its reference. It's all about your life change and how you live. Thank him today for your transformation. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com.
Jan Harper, wife of Pastor Bert Harper.
Sometimes it feels like I'm living in a fishbowl. You know what I mean? When your husband is a church leader, your family is constantly being watched. That's why we offer the AFA Pastor and Wife Fishbowl Retreat. And our guest speaker this year is American Family Radio's J.J. Jasper.
I'm very excited to be a speaker, and I'll be sharing comedy at this year's Fishbowl Retreat. I'm especially excited that my wife, Melanie, will minister to the pastor's wives. When speaking at women's events, she shares, if Satan can discourage you, he can defeat you.
If you could use 3 days and 2 nights of relaxation among people who understand your challenges, then join us for the AFA Pastor and Wife Fishbowl Retreat.
This year's retreat is scheduled for October 4th through 6th at the Linden Valley Conference Center in Tennessee. Get details at repairingthefoundations.net or call 800-326-4543, extension 300.
And we'll see you there.
A table for you. So glad you made it. So nice to see you. In case you didn't notice,
you are welcome.
Yes, you are. You are welcome here. There's no resistance in this house.
You
I just wanna be with you.
I don't have an agenda, really no expectations. I just wanna.
music of Forever Jones, the song You Are Welcome. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for listening. Today we're looking at the topic of preparing our children spiritually for the new school year. And again, I'm talking to every parent, every dad, every mom, every grandfather, grandmom, and granddads and grandmoms. Remember, even if your children don't live nearby, you can always pray much for them. And again, many times, granddad and grandmom, you might be the only person on this earth specifically praying for them. So don't underestimate how important your prayers are for the grandsons and granddaughters as well. And keep in mind, too, it's important for all of us to recognize this is all of our responsibility. Our children are precious to God, and they're precious to us as well. And they need lots and lots of prayer. Allow me to share with you also, too, a touching article that I came across that was very powerful. It was simply entitled, Wish My Teacher Knew. And basically, it was an article where a teacher put together some notes written from her third graders. And she shares some heartbreaking notes from third graders. And she basically asked her students to share a little bit about themselves by completing a particular sentence. And keep in mind, this is an interesting thought, though. Basically, they were to complete this thought. I wish my teacher knew blank. Again, the instructions were simple. I wish my teacher knew blank, and they were to fill it in. Well, here were some of the responses of some of the students, just a few of them. One of the students wrote, I wish my teacher knew I don't have a friend to play with me. Another student wrote, I wish my teacher knew I don't have pencils at home to do my homework. I wish my teacher knew how much I miss my dad because he got deported to Mexico when I was 3 years old. I wish my teacher knew sometimes my reading log is not signed because my mom is not around a lot. And these were just a few of the heart-wrenching notes in which children responded to the question, I wish my teacher knew. And it helped open up in her mind and her heart a much better understanding of some of the struggles children go through. You know, it's important, again, for all of us to be mindful of this. And, of course, these are more reasons why we need to be praying for our teachers as well, because, generally speaking, teachers have to be a whole lot more than a teacher. Often teachers need to be prepared to function not only as teachers, but also as pastors, as encouragers, as cheerleaders. Sometimes function as moms and dads and those that will dry the tears of children. And the fact is our children go through so many struggles. Sometimes children come from homes where the family may literally be homeless, but the parents are still trying to keep their child or their children in school. Sometimes children come from homes where the parents, one or both, abuse drugs or alcohol, and children just manage to get through the life of living in a home where drug abuse and alcohol abuse are just a part of the lifestyle. Sometimes there are just so many different issues, so many struggles that our children go through. And so when we pray for our children, the Spirit of God can help them and to begin to bring healing and wholeness to the lives of children whose lives are so difficult or troubled, largely because we live in a troubled world, a world full of heartache and difficulty. So we as believers, God's people, must pray much for our children, for our young people. And they need our prayers. They very much need our prayers. But also, not only do we need to pray for the children, our grandchildren, and the children in our communities and our churches, but also, parents, let's pray for each other as well. We need to pray for our fellow parents. And also, dads and moms, pray for your spouse as you begin a new year as well. I want to encourage every husband and wife to keep in mind, yes, you're a husband and wife, but many times you're a husband and a dad. Moms, you're a wife and a mom as well. And so we're wise as spouses to pray much for our spouses as they begin the new school year as well, because dads and moms have lots of things to deal with as they begin to oversee their children as they begin a new school year as well. So let me mention, too, again, if you'd like to get some of the prayer tools we share, please email us and let us know. We'd like to send them to you. Again, the prayers, praying the Ten Commandments, the Lord's Prayer, obviously. But also, this next one is a prayer. Basically, it's a husband's daily prayer for his wife. And, of course, The other one is a wife's daily prayer for her husband. Now, keep in mind, obviously, it's a good prayer to pray for a husband who may very well be a father, and a wife who, of course, typically often will be a mom as well. Well, again, dads and moms need a lot of prayer at the beginning of a school year, too. So husbands and wives, don't forget to pray for your spouse as they prepare to carry out the important role of being dad or mom as a new school year rolls around. So let's take a moment to pray now. Again, this one is a husband's daily prayer for his wife. Let's pray it together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the gift my wife is to me, to our family, to the church, and to the kingdom of God. Lord, bless my wife today a lot. Expand her territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon her. Keep her from evil that she may not cause pain. Help me this day to be the full blessing to her that you want me to be. Fill her day with joy, peace, grace, and encouragement. Dear Lord, help her to walk in your love, joy, and peace today. Help her to spend the time in your word and the time in prayer that you want her to spend. Lord, help her to put you first in her life today. Help her to make no graven images. Help her to not take your name in vain. Help her to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Lord, help her to honor her father and her mother. Help her to not kill. Help her to not steal. Help her to not commit adultery. Help her to tell the truth. Help her to not covet. In Jesus' name, empower her this day to fulfill all the call of God upon her life. Help her to live today as the living sacrifice you wanted to be for you and for your will. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer, and thank you, Lord, for the gift my wife is to me and to you and to the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, a husband's daily prayer for his wife. I'd like to encourage every husband, every dad, every wife, every mom to email us and let us know you want to get a copy of it. Please do, because we'd be glad to send that along with some other prayer tools to help you out. And remember this, all of us sometimes need or can use tools to help us jumpstart our prayer life. And what better time than at the beginning of a school year to do just that? Once again, that email is jparker@afa.net. Again, jparker@afa.net. Email us and we'd be glad to send some of these prayer tools to you to help you with your day and help you in your walk with the Lord as well. I want to share with you briefly some words of wisdom from the author John Rosemond, who is a Christian child psychologist. An article that he shared that simply is entitled, Father's Important, Marriage Even More So. Again, the title, Father's Important, Marriage Even More So. And he shared, John Rosemond shared these words. About 40 years ago, as divorce was becoming commonplace, America began waking up to the importance of fatherhood. Until then, the literature on child rearing was almost exclusively mother-oriented. Fathers didn't seem to count for much. After all, Freed had pretty much ignored them, hadn't he? That changed with the 1974 publication of psychologist Fitzhugh Dodson's How to Father. Since then, it has become increasingly apparent that whether present or only sometimes present or not present at all, fathers exert great influence in their children's lives for better or for worse. By now, nearly everyone knows that kids in father-absent homes are at risk for all manner of difficulties, but the scope of the problem is worth reviewing. According to U.S. Census Bureau, 24 million children, 1 in 3, live in father-absent households. Children in such homes are 5 times more likely to be living in poverty. The infant mortality rate for children born to unwed mothers is nearly twice that of children born to married moms. And keep in mind, too, just having a father's name on the birth certificate, even if he's not living in the home, is associated with a lower risk of dying in the first year of life. Compared with kids who live with their dads, kids in father-absent homes are more likely to be injured in home accidents. Their mothers are more likely to be depressed. They're at higher risk for asthma as well. They're much more likely to eventually abuse drugs and/or alcohol, much more likely to become overweight, much more likely to smoke, and their moms are more likely to smoke too, even during their pregnancies. These children are much more likely to be abused physically and/or sexually. They don't do as well in school, and they're much more likely to drop out. As teens, they're more likely to become delinquent. By the time they're young adults, they're more likely to be in jail. As adults, they tend to not earn as nearly as much. Girls who grow up in father absent homes are more likely as teenagers to become pregnant. In that case, they're likely to be single mothers who raise their children in father absent homes as well, perpetuating and compounding the original problem. And the wheel keeps on turning. Name the problem, and it's almost a certainty that kids from father absent homes are significantly more at risk for that problem. Even though the above litany was meant to be mind-boggling, consider that I have to be selective. Newspapers don't give me enough space to do more than scratch the surface. But here's something that's often not talked about. Children of unmarried, cohabitating parents are at a higher risk for most of the same problems as well. That means the real problem isn't so much the absence of a father in the life of a child, it's the absence of a husband. More specifically, it's the absence of a marriage. That makes sense. After all, nothing contributes more to a child's sense of well-being than knowing his parents are in a vibrant, committed relationship with each other. Under those circumstances, he doesn't even need a lot of attention. More important is the fact that his parents give a lot of attention to each other. In light of this, I propose that we start calling the father problem for what it really is, the marriage absent home. For a child to grow up with a father is good, but a child to grow up with a father who is first and foremost a husband is even better. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the institution of marriage and the way you use it to bless and encourage our children. Lord, once again, thank you for every husband and wife, every dad and mom as they prepare for this new school year. Lord, we pray that you'd pour out your grace and blessing mightily upon every marriage, the marriage of every person listening, Lord. I pray that you bring healing and wholeness to marriages where that's needed, and help husbands and wives to know that they're working together in prayer, they're working together as a couple serving you, that too will bless and encourage the children and the grandchildren as well in that family. And Lord, help us to know, Lord, that across the board in every area of our lives, as married couples, as families, and in every area of life period, that your way is the best way. Help us to be faithful to read and meditate on your word each and every day, and thus helping us to be better husbands, better wives, better dads, better moms, better children in the home as well. Lord, in spite of busyness, help us to always make time to read and meditate on your word each and every day. Help us to make time to teach and train our children to do the same. And help us to know, Lord, that as we make those high priorities, that it will bless us. It will bless our children. It will bless our grandchildren. And help us to not only live this out, help us to be faithful to teach and train and encourage others to do the same. Help us as dads and moms to encourage other dads and other moms to do the same in their homes, reading your word daily, and teaching and training the children to read your word daily as well. Help us to be mindful, Lord, that your word is pure light, that your word is grace, it's peace, it's power, it's joy, and so many more good things. Help us to daily help pour these things into the hearts and the minds of our children. We thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
What's going on? It's your man Sean Tanner, and you are in the field with the track stars Ryan Righteous, Sean Tanner, and DJ Jeremiah. Keep it locked to Urban Family Talk and be sure to tune in to the track stars each and every Saturday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. Log on to www.trackstarsradio.com or download our app available on iTunes and the Android market to get our podcast. Keep it locked to Urban Family Talk and Track Stars Radio. Let's go.
Family is an institution set forth by God, one man and one woman for life, with the outflow being children produced by that union. It's obvious to all that there is an attack on the family in our country, and especially on fathers. Whether it's the cycle of sin that persists in our families or the pressure from our government to exclude men from being intimately involved, the strategic battle is on for the souls of men. Join us in the battle to strengthen fatherhood, UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
Antique dealers make their living by knowing what's valuable and what isn't. Dr. Tony Evans says that's a skill many Christians lack. He'll explain why it's so important as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
The thing that you will always know about a baby is their inability to discern. A baby can be on a carpet. You could put an expensive diamond and a marble. The baby gonna go for the color. The baby gonna go for all the shiny color. The baby's gonna be impressed with the marble. Why? Because the baby doesn't understand the value of a diamond. So you can put both there. He's not gonna choose what's valuable. He's gonna choose what's pleasing to the eye. Let's just suppose I could make a magic wand over this room and you would look the age that you are spiritually. Some of us would be sitting here in diapers, sucking on a pacifier. Why? Because we've not grown up spiritually. We're still functioning carnally, and we're wondering why there is little deliverance from our high priest in our lives. One of the ways you know you're a baby Christian is you get impressed with the external. You get impressed with the showy stuff. You get impressed with the things that look good. That's why so many of us are in debt, because we're impressed with what the store offers, not with spiritual handling of our resources.
Dr. Evans has an extensive collection of messages online, something to speak to any need. Browse our library today by visiting tonyevans.org. And be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
To Fred Hammond, the song Let the Praise Begin. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Today we're talking about this specifically the topic of preparing our children spiritually for the new school year. Again, preparing our children spiritually for the new school year. And again, speaking to every parent, every dad, every mom listening, every granddad, every grandmom, but also persons that just have a concern for their children in our communities, in our local schools, in our nation, in our world. Every day, each of us needs to pray much for our children, for our grandchildren, for the children in our communities. We all really, really need that. Let me encourage you as well to keep this in mind as well. The scripture that we quote at the beginning of the program, don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Keep this very important point in mind about prayer. It's important for us as parents to pray much, obviously for ourselves, for our families, to pray much for our children. But also, we need to teach and train our children to pray. We need to model a lifestyle of prayer before them. But also, pray for God to bless your prayer life. Again, pray for God to bless your prayer life now. Also, pray for God to bless your children's prayer life. Now, why is that true? Keep this in mind. Even when we make up our minds to spend time reading God's Word, to spend time in prayer, so oftentimes, again, the fact is the devil will come against your prayer life. He will come against your commitment to read and meditate on God's Word daily. So praying for God to bless your prayer life is a wise thing to do every day. Because, again, you're getting extra help to even help you pray. And remember, one of the Holy Spirit's names is the Helper. What is He here to help us do? He's here to help us follow God. He's here to help us to pray. He's here to help us to read the Word of God. He's here to help us to obey the Word of God. He's here to help us hear God speak more clearly to us. He's here to help us to serve the Lord. So He's your helper, and He'll help us, but He's not going to make us do anything. He will encourage us, but we have to choose. And if we choose to go after God, the Holy Spirit will help us to go after God. So I want to encourage you to pray every day for God to bless your prayer life, and pray every day for God to bless your children's prayer life as well. Remember, when your children learn how to pray for themselves, they've passed a very important spiritual milestone in their walk with God. When they learn how to faithfully pray for themselves, that is so, so important. Let's take time even now to do that. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity you give us to pray daily. And Lord, thank you for the fact that prayer is a wonderful and a powerful weapon that helps us to walk in victory every single day. Thank you, Lord, for our prayer lives. And thank you for the prayer lives of every single person listening today. Father, anoint each of our prayer lives with a mighty, mighty, mighty anointing. Bless each of our prayer lives, Father. Indeed, expand their territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil that they may not cause pain. Lord, help us to know, Lord, that if we simply will just make more time to pray for our children and for our children's schools and for their teachers, there's so many good things that can happen because as we pray, you release your Holy Spirit to work wonderfully in those areas and matters about which we're praying. Thank you for this opportunity. Lord, help us to never, ever take the wonderful gift and weapon of prayer for granted, but help us to make much use of that wonderful weapon every single day. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, we've been talking today about the topic of preparing our children spiritually for the new school year. And can't really overemphasize how important that is. Let me take a few moments now to talk to you about the importance of teaching and training your children to read God's Word every single day. Specifically, parents, it's an important goal for us, or we need to have it as a goal, to plant God's Word in our children's hearts. Help them. We need to guide them and help them to read God's Word every single day. And as we do that, remember this, God's Word is pure light. God's Word is joy, it's peace, it's power, it's all of these and so much more. It's the love of, it's love, it's so many things. But remember, when a child is reading God's Word and pouring God's light, grace, peace, and joy into their mind and their heart, nothing can bless our children more than God's Word. Nothing will bless them more than the precious Word of God. And so in the book of Psalms, Psalm 119, verse 11, it says, "Your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you." One of the great ways whereby we prepare and fortify our children against sin is by helping them to get God's Word inside of them. So the Word of God planted in their hearts and their minds can help them to avoid sin in their life. Also remember this, when you're reading the Word of God and when you're helping your children to read God's Word, it's like you're pouring grace into your mind and heart, and helping to pour grace in your child's heart and mind as well. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." So again, keep in mind, every dad and mom listening, it's an extremely important goal for believers to help plant God's word in the hearts of our children. Remember, God's anointing rests upon his word, and so the power to bless is always present in the word of God. It's always present because God's word is pregnant with the ability to bless. So when our children are reading God's word, it's blessing them in many ways that neither you nor your children fully comprehend, but that's okay. The blessing is still there. Also, keep in mind, God's word is full of life. It's full of grace, mercy, and peace. So God's word, when it's planted in the heart of a child, will bring about powerful and blessed results in the mind, the heart, and the life of that child into whom it is planted. So parents, let's make it a goal on a daily basis to have our children to read for us. Now, they may not get to read they may not manage to read do most of their reading in the mornings. Now, of course, if you help them to read in the morning before they leave, wonderful. That's a good goal to shoot for. But even if it doesn't happen in the morning, be sure it happens sometime during the day. For example, if you have them maybe in the evening, sit down and say, Johnny, Susie, Gracie, come here, read for Dad, read for Mom. Have them to read the word out loud to you. And I like to encourage a goal of reading at least 3 chapters in the Bible on a daily basis. You can read your average 3 chapters in about 12 to 15 minutes. And remember, it'll bless you tremendously as you take time to do it. And parents, when you have your children to read for you out loud, it's going to bless and encourage them as well. Remember, God's word can bless our lives in so many ways. It's just important for us to make it one of those high priorities to get into his word each and every day. Just can't really emphasize how important that is for every single one of us to make that a high priority. So remember this, that as we stated earlier, Psalm 119 verse 11 says, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. God's word, when planted in a child or youth, it ministers to his mind, body, and spirit. It strengthens and it nourishes their faith, and it shapes their attitude in positive ways. It encourages them in the things of God and their walk with God as well. So remember, God's word can bless our children tremendously as they make it a habit to read and meditate on the word every single day. And remember, God's word also enhances every aspect of a person's being. In other words, whatever gifts and strengths God has given you, when you read God's word, it enhances whatever's there. It empowers what's there. So it helps you to be more effective at what you do. And remember, reading God's word daily, actually, it can literally just cause your IQ to increase. How can it do that? Remember, God's word has anointing on it. And when you read and meditate on God's word every single day, it can literally cause your intellect to increase as well. The word of God says in Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet. This scripture speaks of another very important blessing and encouragement that comes from daily reading God's word. God's word gives clear guidance and direction for us in every area of life, in either direct statement or in principle. So in other words, there's no cause, no matter, no issue, no concern, no topic that you can ever come up with that in either direct statement or in principle, God's word doesn't deal with. So even if there's not a specific verse that addresses this particular issue, there are principles in the word of God that will help you to know his will as it relates to every topic you can come up with. God's word gives guidance and wisdom, again, that helps you to be successful in life, to be fruitful in life, to be honorable in life and in the way you carry yourself as well. So in view of the great value and benefits of putting God's word into one's heart and to put in the great value of helping your children get God's word into their hearts as well, parents, we're very wise in guiding our children to do it every day. And parents, we're wise in being faithful to help them to make a habit of reading God's word every single day. So as a suggestion, parents, I want to encourage us to do this, to turn off a lot of these distractions. Turn off, many times in the evening, it's wise just to turn off the TV, turn off the computer, turn off the video games, turn off the MP3 player, set the cell phone down, just set all these electronic devices aside and sit down with your children and have each of your children to read. Again, I would encourage 3 chapters out loud. It doesn't take that long. And parents, I want to encourage you, get an easy reading Bible for your children. Now, King James is a wonderful translation. It's Old English, and we don't really quite speak Old English these days. Personally, I like to use the New King James Bible, but also the Living Translation is a wonderful and easy reading translation. There are lots of wonderful, very good, and very encouraging translations out there. I remember many years ago I heard Dr. Woodrow Kroll say that the best translation is the one that you're going to read. And so if we just help our kids to get into the Word, whatever translation you use, it will bless and encourage them. And I would encourage you, before you read, pray and ask God to bless and anoint your mind, your ears, and your understanding, and those of your children, so that you can get the most out of your reading time. But every parent that commits themselves and their children to the daily reading of God's Word will bless them, bless their children in tremendous and wonderful ways. Let's make it a priority, parents, as we begin this new school year, to help our children to read God's Word every single day out loud to us. Again, it'll bless them. It'll bless you. And remember this, too. Parents like to hear the voice of their children, the sound of their children's voice as they read God's Word in particular. Again, have them to read every single day is just a wise thing to do. I hope you'll take time to do that. Lord, thank you for this new school year for so many children in so many places. Thank you for the opportunity for us to help prepare them for this new school year. Help us as parents and as believers who are concerned about children in our communities to be wise enough to pray much for our children, and also help us to be wise enough to teach and train our children to pray for themselves as well. Help us, Lord, as parents to be wise enough to read your Word daily, and help us to be wise enough to teach and train our children to read your Word every single day. Help us to be faithful to do many of these things in the mornings before we leave out of the house, to help them prepare for the day, prepare their minds and their hearts to be fully prepared for just the spiritual warfare that they're about to step out into. And Lord, help us to be faithful, not just at the beginning of the school year, but help us to pray all year long much for our children's schools, to pray much for the teachers, to pray much for the administrators, to pray much for the Spirit of God just to permeate the atmosphere of each and every school. Thank you for that opportunity. What a blessing it is to do that, Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Once again, if you'd like to get a copy of some of the prayers that we shared, you can email me at jparker@afa.net. Again, jparker@afa.net. We'd be glad to send them to you. Thanks for listening and joining us. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession. Oh, yeah.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk.
Urban Family Talk.